Welcome to the New School of Marketing podcast, the place for smart, simple strategies that will amplify your business results. Sharing practical tips, insider knowledge, and actionable advice, because marketing is something that every business owner can do. Now, let's get started. Introducing your host, Bianca McKenzie, mum, lover of snow sports, camping, horse riding, and in-demand launch strategist and Facebook advertising knowledge bank.
Welcome to the New School of Marketing podcast. I'm Bianca McKenzie, and today I'm talking about preparing the next generation of paid ads managers with Jodie Millward. Former private investigator and 2x7-figure business owner, Jodie brings her private investigator background into the world of Facebook ads to uncover the clues to creating profitable ads. Jodie stumbled in the Facebook ads game in 2014 and within 2 years helped a client generate $1 million in their first 9 months of selling an online program. Jodie has been training and mentoring Facebook ad managers for a number of years, and most recently in her Inner Circle membership and Elite Ads Manager certification to provide this niche with skilled and ethical ads managers. Specializing in the coaching and digital course niche, Jodie trains and equips women to make 6 figures per year as a Facebook ads manager. Welcome to the podcast, Jodie. I'm so excited to talk to you.
Hey, Bianca. Thank you so much for having me. I'm very excited to be here. What a treat.
I know. So good. Okay. So I came across you in 2020. Seems like years ago now.
It does, doesn't it?
So I'd already been managing ads for quite some time, but you had an offer that was so intriguing that I felt like I had to join, and it was your Elite Ads Manager program. It was the first round you were doing, and I'm going to share a little secret here. I had not followed you before I found out about this.
Oh, wow.
And yeah, I know. I'm not one of those people that needed the long the long runway of no, like, and trust. I was like, no, this sounds good. This sounds like what I need. So I signed up for that. Can you tell us a little bit more about it? What made you want to train people to manage ads?
Oh, great question. Well, I know. And let me just say, like, you are an OG, right? Yes, you're one of the first three. And then also from that, and you guys were going, what's next? What's next? So I created the Click Mastermind, and you are the OG from the Mastermind. You were the first one in. So
yeah,
fancy that, from like not knowing you at all to being, you know, with me for what, 3 years now. So that's amazing. Thank you. So 2020. So I don't know. I think it comes back to, like, my dad was a teacher, my sister was a teacher. So I kind of think teaching is in my blood somewhat, right? So I was coaching for a few other programs, and it was always like, oh, I wanted to do my own thing, have my own sort of course. And so while there was, you know, running ads for clients, I got started with the Inner Circle, just opened that up and was amazed, like 30 members joined that straight away. And oh, wow, this is awesome. And talking to them and being an ads manager in the coach and course space is really tough. And there are a lot of programs out there that will help you run ads for, like, e-commerce and maybe lead generation. But the coaching space was a bit harder. I found a lot of the training that was out there was more catered to, if you're a coach or a course creator, you want to learn how to do ads, here you go, come join this program. But there wasn't so much something for ad managers. So from my experience of doing course after course after course, I always felt like there's just something missing. There was something missing. So that's what I wanted to put together in Elite for experienced ad managers who just had that same experience that I had of, like, there's just pieces missing, and oh, I should have a spreadsheet for this, or I should do this, so that they could have these resources all there for them, help improve their confidence, and then also help them to get better results for their clients. So that's how that all came about.
I am so grateful that you put that together because, like I said, I was already managing ads for quite some time. And then I did your course and I was like, whoa, this highlights what I don't know yet. And it was actually quite a few things that I like the overall kind of thing I knew, but you have, like, a lot more little things that I didn't even know existed. And that probably comes from your private investigator background, because I have never gone looking for those tidbits in Facebook Ads Manager. So that was really cool.
Yeah.
And I really love the group that was the first cohort that I went through, it was all women. And I know that you mainly train women. And can you tell me why? Because I know that, yeah, there's nothing against men, but I know that you have a reason why you train women.
Well, it's probably just because I find men scary. I'm just more comfortable with them. And obviously, like, I didn't have a brother. Maybe it comes back from that. But also, I think more of it, one, yeah, I think it's a comfort factor, honestly. But I just talk to, like, sort of so many women who look for things or look for opportunities. And when it comes to women in digital marketing, like, you know, I go to some digital marketing events, right? And when we go, there's like this huge line at break time for the men's toilet, and the women can just walk in and out. And it's like the opposite of any event you go to. It's the opposite. There's a huge women line and men can just walk in and out. It's different at a digital marketing conference. It's like, wow. So you know, I really want to help women to be able to discover that there is an opportunity to work from home. Like, they may have discovered that a bit by force during COVID times.
Yeah.
But so hopefully that's opened the eyes for a lot of people saying, oh, you can work at home via Zoom meetings, etc. So, but showing them that there are options, there are ways you can do it, because, like, between my time of being a private investigator and then picking up ads, like, you know, full steam ahead, I did some part-time work somewhere, and I had to get breakfast ready, and I had, the kids were like, they were older, they were like, but all at school, had to get the food ready, had to come home, get dinner ready. And I was like, man, how do people do this 5 days a week? This is nuts. Cause I had been working from home with the private investigator stuff. So really want to show them that, look, it is possible that you can have this flexibility, because, like, I talked to women as well who were like, oh, they'd like to travel more, they'd like to have this freedom, their parents are getting older, they're on the other side of the country, so they want to have the ability to go off and see them. And it's like, you can do all of this. This is a legitimate business. Like, you know, like, oh my gosh, whenever I go onto TikTok, there's someone there going, I made $1 billion in a month by learning this system. And it's like, oh my gosh, please, no. You can build a legitimate business providing this valuable service of running ads for clients. I never had a marketing background. A lot of ad managers I know never had a marketing background. We made the transition because we wanted a different lifestyle. We didn't want to go off and do the commute and all the rest of it. We wanted to have that flexibility around our family, you know, so when the kids are smaller, you know, you can be there for them, and then, yes, you'll do your work at night. Mm-hmm. So just having that freedom and that flexibility, it's a legitimate business. There's legitimate opportunities. There's millions of businesses around the world. Yeah. And it's a high-value skill as well, right? When you can help a business to generate more leads and sales, then you are a valuable partner to that business.
Yeah, I love it. Why do you think women make good digital marketers?
I think because we bring in, I think, most of the time, elements of maturity, sensitivity, and maybe it's just having that, I don't know whether it's that women's intuition as well, right?
Yeah.
To kind of go, something's not right here, or whatever it may be. And a lot of the women, certainly, that come into my world and my community are so dedicated, right? They're not just in there for a quick buck, fly by night, and whatever else. You know, they're really committed to doing the best that they can for their client. And then, therefore, you know, and they take such pride in their work as well. So, so I think that just the maturity and the empathy of it is such a big thing.
Yeah, I think so too. And, like, the nurturing side of women as well. I think we look at it differently. I don't know. I can't compare myself because, you know, I've never been a man.
Yeah.
But I do think we have that sort of, like, that nurturing thing. It's so fascinating that you said that at digital marketing conferences, there's more men, because I am a marketer. I did study marketing, and all the jobs I've had, there was always more women in marketing. So it's really interesting. Maybe women just stick in their jobs, whereas men go off and do their own. Well, I don't know.
I think it maybe it's just the paid traffic things. You know, like if I go to social media marketing world, you know, where it's a lot of just social media, right? Yeah. Organic social media stuff. Women everywhere. It's a woman-dominated one. When I go to traffic and funnels or a male digital marketing, you know, there's one here in Australia that I've gone to. Going to those ones, it's men everywhere. It's a very male-dominated sort of industry with those. So not copywriting ones or anything like that. It's paid traffic ones really tend to, I think, attract the guys.
Fascinating. Really, really fascinating. There we go. Mm. Maybe we need to do a study on that.
Yeah, maybe.
So you've recently launched another program, like literally recently, like you're building it out still. Can you tell us a little bit more about it? How did it come about?
Yes. Okay. Now here's a hot tip. When you're naming a course, make sure that you can say the words.
Okay.
So this is the Successful Ad Manager, and I trip over successful all the time and it's like, why did I call it this? But that's what it's about. I want people to be a successful ad manager, whatever their version of success may be. And so this is where, like, I talk to people who, you know, were interested maybe in Elite or had heard of Elite and they want to do something with Facebook ads. Like you were saying earlier, Elite was more like high level. You've got experience running ads. This is filling in the gaps. And there was strategies and a fire hose to your face of like, oh my gosh. And honestly, a lot of strategies that unless you're working with coaches and course creators, you may not use. So talking to people who were looking to just start out, it's like, I know Elite's not the right fit for you because it's you'll get so overwhelmed and you may never use some of these strategies. And it also didn't, because when someone wants to learn how to run ads, they're not just learning how to run ads for the fun of it. It's like they want to start a business. They want to make sales and generate income. So I really feel like that I've got to help them to be able to do that as well. So that's what the Successful Ad Manager is all about. It's this, okay, you want to learn how to run ads for clients? This is where you start. Yeah. And it's also, as I've spoken to a lot of ad managers who have done other courses and then they have come into Elite and went, man, I didn't realize there was so much I didn't know or didn't do this. Or even for myself, like as I got started up on, you know, I was on Upwork for a little while and got some clients there and I sort of just learned how to run ads and just sort of figured out my own thing. And then when I did some training to like, okay, I'm going to do an agency with this, then it was like, okay, you need to get your agency funnels in place. So while you're running ads for clients and then you're wanting to build up that volume of lead gen, it was like, oh my gosh, now I need to build these funnels. I need to do all this. I need to, how do I do this? Where do I go? So that's all the stuff that's back in the Successful Ad Manager. So it's all about it's a six-step pathway to getting started. So you want to have your own ad management business. Okay, well, look at what business assets you're going to need, bank accounts, et cetera. Then how are you going to get clients? Great, we've got inbound and outbound marketing strategies. Then you're going to have to get seen. So what's your own marketing strategy? Then we're going to get paid. So, you know, here's a particular framework, a specific framework for you to be able to, you know, have turn those prospects into paying clients. And then we're, you know, we've got the specific ad strategy that any business can use, right? So it's not like here's our webinar and here's our bootcamp one and here's our challenge one and all the rest. It's like here's this specific ad framework any business can use and it's highly valuable to them. So this is the one strategy that you need to know. And this strategy with our prospecting, with our inbound and outbound, we want to be attracting the right clients. So these clients, these businesses who have marketing budgets, who are already established, you know, like they're the ones that you'll see on the TV and radio. You'll see their billboards that they paid $10,000 for. You'll get their pamphlets in the mail, which they've spent $5,000. You'll see their ads in the magazine, which they've spent $5,000 for. They have marketing budgets. These are the clients, you know, if they're spending $5,000 for a magazine ad, that how are they tracking the ROAS, the return on ad spend or investment with that, right? they're wanting awareness. They're wanting to get in front of eyeballs. They know how important that is. And they're the clients that we're looking for with the successful ad manager program, so that these new ad managers are set up for success by working with the right clients, by having a strong, proven strategy. And just because it's a fairly straightforward strategy, it's still immense value for the clients. So they can get clients who are paying $1,500 a month or $2,000 a month and may just require 6 to 8 hours of work per month, rather than working with the wrong clients that could be 6 to 8 hours a week, right? Mm-hmm. And then you are tapped out at 5 clients. And again, as ad managers were coming into my world, again, from other programs and stuff, and be like, oh my gosh, I'm working with this coach and they've just launched a funnel and they've got $10 a day in ad spend and I just can't get them to convert. And I was like, that's because you've only got $10 a day in ad spend. Right? And it's a new funnel. It takes time. So, you know, so I just want to steer them on the right track, because, you know, I was getting so, disheartened and sad of seeing so many people who took on this role of being an ad manager getting, you know, just sort of broken by working with the wrong clients. And it's like, okay, guys, come on back here to square one. And so this is, again, where a lot of existing ad managers, it's perfect for them as well to go, man, I started this off to make maybe $5,000 a month, $10,000 a month, but I just haven't been able to get there and my clients leave after 2 to 3 months. Again, it comes back to not having the right clients and not having this pathway, you know, under your feet. So it's a great opportunity for existing ad managers to come back and reset, get themselves up on the right foot and start working with the right clients.
Yeah, I love it. I really do love it, because it's like you said, so Elite is really for people that have already been in the ads manager business, really want to upskill. So the reason I joined was there was nothing for ads managers. Like, I had done programs that were teaching, you know, people how to DIY, like, you know, it wasn't really for ads managers. It was like, it was teaching ads, but it wasn't an ads manager course or program. I wouldn't even call it a course. It's like, and like you said, it was a bit fire hose. The exams, definitely hard. Yes. But I'm so, so grateful that I've done it. But yeah, like you said, with the successful ads manager, they are starting a business. There's so much legwork that needs to happen before they even dive into ads manager. Like, that's even not a minefield, like setting up a business and like knowing how to attract clients. Because, you know, you can say, hey, become an ads manager, be great, but yeah, like, it's not as easy as it sounds.
no afraid not. They're like you said, it's like, okay, well, you're wanting to start a business, you're wanting to learn marketing, and then there's website stuff, you know, getting your own website. And again, we've tried to make that as frictionless as possible. It's like, you know, we've got our own sort of software and we've got support calls for that. So it's like, okay, this is what you need. You need to buy your domain. You need to create this account here. You need to create this, have all these tabs open. And we've got a one-on-one support call for you, so that you can, one of our team members will hold your hand and go, right, now we're going to put your domain, your URL in here. We're going to now plug your email in here. So in 1 hour, they can have that service provider funnel, which they can send people to. Oh yeah, let's book a call here. Just go to my website, and they can get people booked in for a call with emails going out. Because again, like I said, for me, it was like, oh, now I've got to set up this funnel. And I saw so many other people doing the training, all doing the same thing, going, oh, I've got to set this up. Oh my gosh. So it's like, here it is, you know, get on an hour's call with this. You don't have to YouTube things. You don't have to go figure it all out and get these duct tape systems that are all band-aided together. Here it is. And this will set you up like right now through to whenever, you know. Yeah. You know, you could run ads and you could get 7 book calls a day if you wanted to scale it up to an agency.
Yeah.
You've got everything in place for that. But otherwise, like, you know, for my kind of audience, we're more freelancers or boutique agencies. And so this is where, like, with the outbound strategies, like, we even give you leads. We have this all plugged in. So it's like, here's 500 leads that we'll put into your outbound marketing strategy so that you can get maybe 5 to 10 booked calls, right? And so it's like, awesome. And from that, so for my audience, it's like they're not wanting to build a big agency. They don't have to go hard. But if they could just get 5 to 10 booked calls a month, if they can close 2 clients a month, in 6 months' time, they can have 12 clients. They could be making $12,000 in 6 months' time.
Yeah.
So, again, so that's why I wanted to, you know, take away all these obstacles that I had and the ad managers that I talked to also have, so that they can just focus on, okay, I've got to get, you know, how do I get this business up and how do I do the sales, and then how do I run ads with this very specific strategy.
I really love it. It's like, where were you 10 years ago now? I feel like I needed to be on the journey that I'm on. When you were saying, you know, that you want to help people get the right clients, because, yeah, sometimes we get the wrong clients. I think I've needed those lessons. As frustrating as they have been, you know, 9 years of doing ads management, it's given me thicker skin. It's also helped me recognize which ones are and are not the right clients. And it comes with the whole mindset piece as well.
It absolutely does. Yeah, and that's what I find. And that's a huge thing that affects not just ad managers, but any of us that from achieving success. And, like, you know, for a lot of ad managers, imposter syndrome is a very real thing. We all, you know, will say, oh, we're no good. We've just been lucky. We're faking it. And, you know, because ads, honestly, they can be different every day. And while we may have our strategies and our systems and, okay, we'll do this and we'll do this, sometimes it just feels like nothing works. And then when something does work, you go, whew, I was just fluked at that time. Whereas, it's, you know, 80% of your ads won't work. 20% of them, you know, will. And so that 20% when they work is where the magic comes in.
Yeah.
So it's, you know, just knowing and understanding these things. And so for an ad manager, it's often, you know, if you've done the training, if you do the work, and if you, you know, you're applying all that knowledge and expertise and, you know, doing the best you can for your clients, quite often it's not your skill set that's going to rob you. It's your mindset that's going to rob you, right? So 100%. If you lose a client, right, whether it's because maybe the ads didn't perform, the expectations weren't set up, you know, probably at the start with, they thought they'd get a bajillion leads and they only got, you know, 1,000.
Yeah.
So, you know, you lose a client, it's inevitable at any business, right?
Yes.
It just happens.
Yeah.
So it's that matter then of just going, okay, well, this is part of business, and not letting yourself beat you up. But when you get to a point, you see, this is the problem again, why I've created the successful ad manager and included in, here's this lead generation option. And that's what we're also including with our software, the ability to, like, you know, you can buy 1,000 leads each month and have that pipeline continually going so that you could get those 10 book calls a month.
Yeah.
Because what happens, you lose a client and then you start looking at the bank balance and what revenue's coming in. And you're going, oh, man, I'm only making this much, you know, I need to get another client. And then you sort of come from a place of fear, and maybe you also come from a place of, like, oh, I should be further ahead than what I'm at. I'm only making this much. Someone comes along and they ask you to run their ads and you don't know where your next lead is going to come from. So even though your gut is saying, don't do it, you sign them up. Yeah. And within 2 weeks you're going, ah. So, you know, and that'll derail it. And then also, you know, they might have said, oh, I can't do 2,000 a month, will you do 1,200? Yeah, okay. And so it just, you know, so that's where your mindset is going to really rob you.
Familiar story.
Yeah. And it's a common story. It is.
I do think that clients don't stay with you forever. I have learned that over the years. And it's not because of your skill level. It's not, like, usually it has nothing to do with you. It's also where they're at in their business. So I've lost clients either because, you know, ads, they felt like ads were not the thing for them. I've also taken on the wrong clients. So that meant that we've run some ads, they were somewhat successful, but they had bigger expectations. I've also lost clients who decided to bring them in-house. Like, you know, and none of it has anything to do with me. But trust me, over the years, well, it's at the start, I felt like it was about me, it was like personal. And so I've had to learn that it's not. You will lose clients and it's totally normal. I recently lost another client, but I know that it's also to do with where they're at in their business, like literally just become a new mum, that kind of thing. So it is part of the thing. It is part of the whole process. You will attract clients, you will lose clients. Nobody's going to stay with you forever.
Yeah, and that's the thing. It's kind of like, you know, in this space, right, it can be so yay, I got, you know, leads for a dollar, or we got 5,000 leads and, you know, all these kind of things. They're sort of quick to shout those kind of numbers and metrics, but it's kind of like, okay, you got 5,000 leads. How much were those leads? Oh, it was $10 a lead, right? So you've spent like, what is it, $50,000? So tell people that part of the story as well. Yeah. So often the full story is not told. You know, so, and it's, you know, there's a thing, you just want to celebrate your wins. That's awesome. But then it's kind of like, okay, it is so important to have that community or that circle where you can go and confide, going, oh, look, it's been a crap day. The client did X, Y, Z. They blamed me for whatever it may have been, or I lost a client, rah, rah, rah. Because that stuff happens. It's just life. We have all personalities. They may be having a bad day and they're taking it out on you. It happens. It happens at the grocery store when you're in line at the checkout, right? A bit of road rage or something. So, and kind of stuff happens. So it's just great to have this community where you can be real, you can share the highs and the lows, and, you know that others have experienced it as well. They've got your back, and keeping it raw and keeping it real.
Yes, definitely. Well, that's one of the reasons that I stayed in the clique, because it was a very lonely journey up until, because you don't have that group around you that is doing, like, say the group of people that are doing the same thing that you can troubleshoot with. It was more of a, whenever I had an issue or something wasn't working, I was like, well, it's up to me, but like I can try this, and just didn't have that sounding board. So yeah, it was really, really, really good that you put that group together. Let's dive into ads a little bit more, because like I said, I learned quite a few new things from you when I did your elite program. Let's talk about, like, what type of businesses could benefit from ads, and then also who should outsource? Like, because obviously we're ad managers, we run ads for people. Let's look at the other side. If you're a business, like, what kind of, yeah, what's a good point to start outsourcing?
Okay, outsourcing and all that. Second, first of all, who should run ads? Anybody who's not into the PPC industries, which is porn, pills, and casinos.
Love it.
Anyone else can run some ads. Or guns, those kinds of things. Yeah. But other than that, it's like, any business that needs to be in front of eyeballs, and we all do. I mean, cafes, right? If you want more people to come, they need to know you even exist. Yep. So they can be benefiting from, you know, my client attraction code ad strategy, which, you know, you support people with there, Bianca. Yep. And that's ads from just a dollar a day. And so any service-based business, any local business, they want to, you know, get more people in the doors, 100% they can benefit from ads. Lawyers, accountants, funeral homes, med spas, ophthalmologists, orthodontists, they're all great places to start, because they need to get clients in and then, you know, retain clients. Tree arborists, gardeners, concreters, etc. You know, businesses, if you, I don't know, does anyone have a yellow pages anymore? Look in that. There's, you know, if you still got one, thousands, tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands of businesses pay to be in something like, you know, yellow pages.
Yeah.
So they know they need to get clients. They know people go and look up for it all. And this is where, like, Facebook ads are a great way to get in front of people before they have problems. So this is where I kind of say it's like people getting security screens after they've been burgled, right? It's like, oh, what are we going to do? So with Facebook ads, we can get our business out in front of them as they're starting to think about, oh, I should do X, Y, Z, or, oh, I need to, you know, get these fans replaced sometime. And just by seeing an ad for an electrician in their newsfeed, I go, oh, awesome, I have been thinking about that. But they hadn't yet got to Google to actually go, electrician in my area, right? So you're getting in front of them, you know, before you're robbed, before the security screens are getting, you're needing to get put on. So you're up front and center, getting those people onto your list or just building that awareness so they can talk to a friend at a party. I need some ceiling fans. Oh, I saw an ad for XYZ. Oh, okay. So any business really can be benefiting from Facebook ads. The next question was, when do you outsource? Yeah. Again, great question, because you see so many businesses outsourcing when they shouldn't be. They really don't have the budget for a retainer and ad spend. And then a lot of newer ad managers also make that mistake of taking on a client who doesn't have the budget for ad spend and a retainer. Mm-hmm. So typically, you know, like I generally like to say to, for a client, if you can have $100 a day ad spend, then that is great, because it allows for top of funnel campaigns, as we say, to do some lead gen and get, you know, people on off of Facebook and onto their own database and on their own list so that they can follow up with a phone call or send out emails. And then also some awareness campaigns. Now, always it comes back to like, well, what's the goal of the business? Like, I've worked with a national restaurant franchise who just spent $2,000 a month because the campaign objectives, they weren't doing lead gen, they just wanted eyeballs. So $2,000 a month gets a lot of exposure when you're just doing like video campaigns and engagement campaigns and not doing lead generation campaigns. But the thing was, it was like their head of marketing didn't have time to learn Facebook ads from scratch. So I've worked with them to be able to, you know, show them and teach them, okay, this is how we're doing it, X, Y, Z. And so it was a great benefit and value for them to be able to learn how to do it. So budget isn't always, depending on the goal and the client. So budget isn't always everything. It could just be $2,000. We want $2,000 a month. We just want to get video views and impressions. Sweet. That is the best gig for an ad manager.
Yeah.
And there's like, well, you know, we're happy to pay you $2,000 a month to do it, because if we were to hire somebody to do it and have them work in-house, it'll cost $3,000 or $4,000 plus superannuation and sick leave and all the rest of it. So the freelancer economy is a very popular and very real thing. So they will hire freelancers just to do it, or contractors. So, I mean, as long as they've got the budget to pay a retainer for 3 months. And so typically that can vary, like from $1,500 a month to $3,000 a month, and then plus a percentage of ad spend, plus the ad spend. So I would typically be saying, you know, they've really got to allow like a minimum of $4,000 a month and for 3 months, because it's like $2,000 a month retainer to the ad manager minimum. And then, you know, $200 a day, which is about $75 a day, which would be about $2,000 a month. And again, depending on what their goals may be.
Yeah.
So $4,000 a month. And then also, you know, it needs to get a good run. Like, so for 3 months, they need to be prepared to commit that for 3 months. So $12,000.
Yep. I love that. I usually say that if you're running ads for the first time, if you get results, like, then that's a bonus.
Yeah. Well,
you'll get data. You'll get lots of data that you can use to improve, like it's market research data. I've also found that like one is a budget, the other one is their business needs to be ready for it, like their funnels and all of that. Like
that's, yes.
Yeah, the next part, I guess.
And that's what I'm teaching in the Successful Ad Manager, because, and as I've always taught, it's like you've got to look under the hood as an ad manager. You need to know what you're in for. So if people listening are like looking for an ad manager and they have a conversation with them and they say, great, we can run your ads, it's going to be this much, and they sign you up, without having a look at your ad account and your assets, then I would seriously be questioning what the hell they're doing because they don't know what's going on. They've just had this super high level view. So in a successful ad manager, it's like, okay, so you need to do a two-part sales process of like, first of all, you have a call, and then that first offer, you need to look under the hood. You need to do an audit of some sort, and that's where I recommend 100% that it's a paid audit. One, because you know, you're putting your time and your expertise into it. And two, for the client side of things, it's like, well, if I'm paying you to run this for me, then I know it's going to be good. It's just not going to be an ad hoc little, you know, PDF guide or something that's very generic.
Yeah.
So it's a win for both. And then for the client as well, it's like, here it is. So this is what we've identified, you know, your top of funnel campaigns were traffic campaigns. They should have been conversion campaigns. So in future, do a conversion campaign. Your pixel's not installed. You need to get the pixel installed here and do this optimization and X, Y, Z, da, da, da. Here's a roadmap that you can actually go off and implement. If you've got a team member that's doing it, great, hand it over to your team member. This will get you set up to, you know, have the right foundations for your ads. And they go, oh my gosh, that sounds too much. Well, would you like to learn how I can help you with that? Yes, please. Awesome. Okay. So then as the ad manager, you know exactly what's going on. You know if they have landing pages or not. You know if there's ads that have been disapproved or not, and what work needs to be done so that you can have an accurate sort of scope and pricing for your new client as you take them on board.
Yeah, 100%. So important. And I used to do a little bit of it, but after doing your program, it's definitely way more refined. And I actually started charging for it.
Yeah, I know. I've spoken to ad managers, you know, who have significant kind of agencies, and I was like, yeah, you do a paid audit. I can charge for that. Yeah. I was just listening, heard someone the other day, they do bathroom remodeling, and their paid audit is 20 grand. So it's like,
okay.
Yeah.
Oh, all right. There you go. Well, so
there's businesses out there that, you know, I think it's what we can get caught up with, just thinking too small sometimes.
I think so too. My dogs have just got off the bed, so hopefully they're not. Hopefully they stay a little bit quiet. So I'm sure you've like literally seen it all when it comes to ads. Can you tell my listeners what you see as the most common mistake or like missed opportunity when it comes to Facebook ads?
One of the things is using the wrong campaign objectives. And this is something, unfortunately, if you ever get on a call with a meta marketing specialist, they're probably going to tell you to run a traffic campaign because you're not getting any conversions, even though you want your, you know, people to opt in for your lead magnet. They're going to tell you to run a traffic campaign. And then that traffic campaign will be optimized for link clicks instead of even at least landing page views. So that's one I see like all the time. So if you want conversion campaigns, then if you want people to convert, to opt in for something, then you need to run conversion campaigns. So if they're not opting in, then you got to look at why, right? Is it because they're not clicking on the ad? So therefore, there's a problem with the ad. Are they clicking on the ad and then they're not opting in on the page? So, you know, it had 100 people there and you've had zero opt-ins. Well, that's telling you there's a problem with that page. So it's identifying the bottlenecks and then using the campaign objective for the results that you're wanting to achieve. So that is a big one that I've seen like all the time there. What was the second part of that question?
Oh, I just thought like mistakes and missed opportunities.
Right. And then the missed opportunities are, you know, not having retargeting campaigns feeding out.
Yeah. Yeah, I would agree with that.
Or even nurture campaigns, right? So it's like they've done the hard work. They've got people to open up their lead form or opt in for their lead form or opt in for a webinar. Yes, there may be some retargeting, but then nurturing those people. Because, you know, like you said right at the start of the call, Bianca, you were like, I found you when you were hot, right? You were very solution aware. You were like, there is something I need. Yep, great. This is perfect, right? That is like a less than 1% of people will come through and do that. Most people are on that pathway of like not even being problem aware. to then being problem aware and then wanting that to find the solution. So what a lot of businesses will do is like, okay, we'll get in front of you. You're sort of problem aware, but they're not right at that stage where they're wanting to find the solution and buy. But they opt in, they go to the email list, and then as we know, emails get gobbled up. Only 30% of people will open them. And then they're not nurturing them. They're not continuing to be present in the newsfeed. So what they've done is they've, you know, hooked the person in when they're aware that there's a problem but weren't ready to make a decision with the solution. And they've just prepared them a bit more for their competitor to then to come in front of them when you've done the hard work of like introducing them to the solution. And then their competitor gets the sale. So having the nurturing campaigns that are just continue to be seen in the newsfeed, it's like, you know, being on TV popping up all the time, but better because you're in their pocket, you're right under their nose whenever they open Facebook. So those, you know, not having ads that just nurture your audience, continue to be seen in the audience is really a missed opportunity.
I 100% agree. But sometimes it depends on the budget. Gonna kind of, I know, so it's so tricky, isn't it? Like when I ask my clients with the budget, like I always factor in a little bit of nurturing, but yeah, most of them really just want top of funnel.
Yes. And so that's that education of like, yeah, people win. But the number of people that I've talked to for my own programs, then also for my own clients as well, who have had people purchase from them, it's so, so common that, you know, oh, I've been watching you for 3 months or 6 months or whatever it is. And, you know, reporting software has shown that it takes most people, you know, they'll purchase around day 45. Right. Yeah. So if you've only got a 7-day retargeting window, you're leaving money on the table.
Yes, 100%. Yeah, definitely such a missed opportunity. And I'm sure there's like definitely more because, yeah, I see it as well with people. They get the leads, but then the conversion's lacking. And like that's not something that's in my control. That's not my job. But I always say it's easy to get leads. Like it really is easy to get leads.
Yeah.
The harder part is the conversion.
It is like, especially when you're working with coaches and course creators and there's webinars, there are so many things. It's not just a simple thing of like, oh, I need a fan. You know, I need this light switch fixed. So there's a lot more to it. But then, for our clients, it's kind of like, well, that's great. You provide this awesome service. What's your offer? What's that great hook or great offer that's going to get someone to decide that they're going to come and visit you for their chiropractic needs, right?
Mm. Yeah, 100%. Oh, so much to dive into.
There is. Oh, my gosh, so much about Facebook ads. It's awesome.
I know. What would you say to someone who wants to do ads but is hesitant? Like what's the first step or strategy?
Look, I would say no one who is running ads these days started off as an ad manager. None of us went to school saying, when I grow up, I want to be an ad manager. Mm-hmm. It's something that we have all learned. And I say, well, if you want something different, you got to do something different. So a lot of us could just go off and get a job, find work and go work somewhere and do that commute and commit to that kind of lifestyle. But if you really want to live life on your own terms, if you want to have that freedom to travel and also that freedom to make the income that you want to, so that you're not hitting a glass ceiling where it's like, well, this is my hourly rate, then it's going to take a bit of work. Because, man, if it was easy, everyone would be doing it.
Right?
So it's like if you want, you know, the easy button, then so this isn't for you. But if you are serious about putting in the work, rolling up your sleeves, learning a valuable skill, it's like, you know, while it can be a low path to entry, right? You can just buy an ad program and you can call yourself an ad manager. I mean, you know, on Upwork, you see all these people that say they're an ad expert and they're charging $7 an hour. You go, wow, okay. Anyone can do it. But there is still so much to learn, and because we've covered like a lot of areas here with different types of clients, different strategies, you know, having your own website and funnels and all these things, there is a lot to learn. And this is what I say, it's like if you want to make six figures a year, how much would you pay to go off to college or university to learn, do a degree for a job that will make you six figures? It's going to take you 3 years and, you know, $50,000 or so.
Yeah.
Right? Whereas being an ad manager, it's like you're really condensing down like your learning journey. It's not going to take you 3 years to get into six figures, hopefully, but you can immediately be learning these skills and learn and earn at the same time.
Yeah.
And so, and then this is what I say with ad managers as well. Like, I've seen so many get lured in with the promise of like make $10,000 in the first, you know, a month in the 90 days.
Uh-huh.
And it's like,
oh, really? Tell me how.
Right. And then they feel so despondent that, you know, they've only got one client paying them $2,000 a month. And you go, well, that's great. That's an extra $2,000 a month that you're making.
I know. Okay? And you're not working 40 hours a week for it.
Exactly. Probably. So coming back and working, hopefully not. Some of them I think have. Oh my gosh. Again, what is why I do what I do. But it's like, okay. Bring it back. So if you've got another client and that's another $4,000 a month, isn't that pretty good? For a lot of people, that's doubling their income.
Mm-hmm.
So it's that matter of, you know, having, just like as we ad managers talk to clients and want to set expectations, that's what I would want to set expectations with someone who's wanting to become an ad manager. It's like the hare and the tortoise. Some people go, great, I'm going to do this. I'm going to make $100,000 by 6 months' time. You know, the hare took off in the race, got a bit tired, had a snooze. The tortoise just took it steady and evenly and knew it was, not just a quick sort of race. It was going to be a long journey for him. So, and he won. So it's that same sort of thing of like, you know, yes, you can learn and earn. And that's what I tell ad managers to do, to start getting out there and just charge $500 for your first client. You'd being transparent. I'm just starting this ad management service. I've got places for two clients for $500 a month in exchange for testimonials for 2 months.
Yep.
Right. So you get those case studies. You get that experience. Yeah, great. Your next client is $1,000 a month. Sign two up for that. And then the next one's $1,500 a month. So you can earn and learn. There's a lot to learn. So just like I was saying, you want to go and do a degree, it's going to take 3 years. There's a lot of learning. There's a lot of learning in this field as well, but you can do it from home. You can do it as you go. You know, you might go, holy crap, what does this mean?
It's a little bit like an apprenticeship.
exactly. But, you know, so I wasn't sort of quick to start off with it. I just sort of fell into it somehow. I did some organic social media. So that was hell. I know. Yeah, that's it. We just sort of fall into it. And then, you know, got a client on board. It was a full-time kind of all the stuff, like ads and funnels and stuff. And I was getting paid $2,000 a week. So, you know, these opportunities just can sort of open up and, you know, and then was able to make like, what was it, $141,000 in the first 2 years. And it's like, would I have been able to do that if I went off to college for 3 years and then did whatever and hoped to get a job from it?
No, so, you started a graduate salary and
yep, exactly. So I just say, you know, you just got to be prepared that there's going to be work involved. It's not like that he's opening up my laptop and sitting on the beach and having the dollar bills y'all roll in. It's a business. There's work. If it was easy, everyone would be doing it. But 100%, there is opportunities there for you where you can totally make $10,000 a month.
Yeah. Yep. I know it's possible. And like I said before, you start small. I started with a $500 clients.
Yeah.
Like 9 years ago.
That was, you know, Laura, who's in the click. We call her the launch queen because she specialized in launches. And this year, she consistently, she's got two main clients every year. She makes them millions of dollars.
Yeah.
And she works damn hard for it. It's like a 3 month sort of journey. She shuts herself up in the room, but you know, she made over $100,000 in March because of the launches that she ran for her clients. Now, $100,000 in March, fantastic. I asked her, it's like, how much did you charge when you started out? And she charged $400 a month, right?
Yeah.
So it's a journey.
It really is.
You get there. But it's that thing of like, don't get stuck there. because that's, again, a lot of ad managers, they start off, they charge $500, and then 2 years later, they're still charging $500 or $700 a month for their clients. And it's like, no, you've earned, you know, an increase. Yeah. You're getting results. You know what you're doing. You're providing a valuable service. Increase those retainers.
Yeah.
So, so not getting stuck there. But, yeah, just understanding that, yes, you're not going to race in and be charging $2,000 for your first client. You would not want to do that anyway. It puts a lot of pressure on you.
Yeah.
Yep. It's just not good. Just be transparent. You're starting out $500 a month. That's a great deal for the client. Great opportunity for you to learn.
Yeah.
Your hourly rate at that probably will be $10 an hour.
Yes.
Because you're learning.
Yes.
You're learning. You're going to put more time into it. But the time that you've put in now is 100% worth it for, like, you know, a year or 2 years down the track. And that's another thing. It's like, you know, if you're not making $10,000 a month and you had started off, that's okay as well. It's like what works for you and what works for your lifestyle. It's like for some people, working full time, $2,000 clients and you got 10 clients, awesome.
Yeah.
But if you only want to have a couple of clients, if $4,000 a month is like great for you to be able to pay off student loans or put some money aside for, you know, a beautiful vacation, like $4,000 a month, if you made an extra $4,000 a month and put that aside, then in a year's time, you got like 40 grand.
Exactly.
And it's like, what kind of holiday is that going to get you? That's brilliant.
It could be a side hustle. It could be, like, you could only have, you know, 2 days a week to work. I only, because of my kids, I've only got 3 days at the moment because my daughter is in kinder, and so I have them at home 2 days. Yeah. But, like, I can only take 4 clients at the moment. Like, and that's, like, max. And they need to not all be in launch mode at the same time.
Right.
So at the moment, I'm not at my, you know, multi 5-figure months kind of thing at the moment, but that's because of the time constraint. But like, I could go and get a job and I would not, like, I would probably make as much as I make from one client.
Oh, man. Now. Yeah, exactly. And then you've got the, you're getting them out of the house in the morning.
Yeah.
You're off for the day.
Exactly.
Yeah, awful. Yeah.
It's the flexibility as well as. We wrap up because I'm actually watching the clock and I need to do school pickup soon. What are you curious about right now?
Oh my gosh, what am I curious about? I'm really diving in, so like this software platform that we've got, and seeing a whole lot of more opportunities that are available that ad managers can be tapping into to, again, make the lead generation, make the customer deliverables all easier. And, of course, AI. It wouldn't be a digital marketing thing if we didn't mention AI.
I know.
So how AI can really help us in what we do in serving our clients.
Yeah, I'm kind of curious about that as well.
For sure.
I feel like we've only got the tip of the iceberg at the moment.
I'm sure there's
a lot more to discover. And if you had an extra $5,000 in your marketing budget, what would you spend it on?
Oh, that's a good one. Extra $5,000 in marketing budget.
And it doesn't have to be ads, of course.
Yeah, look, I probably wouldn't. So as much as I love ads and all the rest of it, I think there's so many other opportunities that us as ad managers in particular can look at to be getting clients on board, and then for our clients as well to be getting other clients on board. So it's all about having some sort of level of diversification. So with that, that could also be getting someone to set up, you know, the marketing and the automations and things like that as well. So because it's not just what happens with the click and getting the lead in, it's like what's happening after that. So having those amazing nurture sequence and automations are so worthwhile as well. So, yeah, that would be a great investment there.
Yeah, I would agree. I would probably, I need someone to look at my funnels.
Yes.
I'm the builder who never finishes their house.
right. Yeah, because we're, exactly.
Too busy in the trenches.
Yes. Yeah, that's right. So having 5,000 where someone could do that, or, that's money well spent.
Would be cool. Awesome. Well, that is the end of this week's show. If you have questions about Facebook ads and becoming an ads manager, head to jodymillward.com. I will pop all the links in the show notes. Thank you so much for joining me, Jodie. So good to have you on the podcast.
Oh, my pleasure, Bianca. It's always fun to just dive in and talk ads with a fellow ad manager. It's amazing.
I know. Could talk about this for ages.
Yeah.
And thanks to you for listening. If you like the show, don't forget to subscribe and leave a 5-star rating and review on iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, or wherever you heard the podcast. Your review will help others find the show and learn more about the amazing world of online marketing. And don't forget to check out the show notes for this episode at newschoolofmarketing.com, where you can learn more about Jodi and check out useful links, download free resources, and leave a comment about the show.